DW.
On a rainy day in February, I travel to a forest in North Yorkshire, in the north of England, where a trial is underway to bring beavers back to the English countryside. There, I met Kath Bashforth, the ecologist in charge of the trial.
About 400 years ago, they were native to this country, but they got hunted to extinction by man for their fur and an oil they produce called castoreum that was used in medicines and perfumes and things. Natural England are currently thinking about the position of free-living beavers in England, but as they're not accepted as a wild living species at the moment, we've had to put ours in an enclosure.
The enclosure spans 10 hectares with a metal fence surrounding it. In April 2019, a pair of beavers were brought down from Scotland, where they live freely. In July, they had two babies, or kits. So now four live in the enclosure. Once we get inside, it's easy to spot evidence of the beavers' presence.
These are two man-made ponds that were put in a long time ago as part of an old estate that was here. There was a big estate house further up the road. These used to be ornamental sort of fish ponds, and we've got images of ladies boating on them in the early 19th century. But they became very silted up and overgrown through time. And if you'd been stood here this time last year, you wouldn't have seen any open water here. It had all got overgrown with rushes and irises and reeds and things. So because there was a big leak at the bottom, which the beavers have fixed. So all the sides were getting quite shaded. You can see there were a lot of trees along the side here, but the beavers have been felling and coppicing those and really opening up the bank side so other vegetation will grow that they'll be able to eat throughout the summer.
Beavers naturally block streams to hold back water, so they have more ponds to swim in. This also means they can graze close to the pond bank, but escape into the water easily if they need to.
They're really well developed, really well designed for a semi-aquatic lifestyle. They've got really thick fur and webbed back feet and the paddle tail for helping them to swim and move around. They have like a second lip that closes over their teeth so they can carry things under the water without inhaling water. And they've got a third eyelid so that they can protect their eyes under the water as well. So they're really well adapted to living within water.
This is all part of a project which began in this forest in 2007 called Slowing the Flow. Wooden structures were placed across streams and waterways to try and reduce the risk of floods downstream. The beavers, which have lived there for a year now, will be monitored for 5 years to assess whether they either maintain the structures that were put in or start to build their own. In the years since they were introduced, the beavers have been hard at work, felling trees and blocking the streams. In some parts, they have raised the water levels by a metre. It's an impressive sight, but Kath says it's too soon to say what the impact on the water flow has been.
We've got Exeter University involved doing the hydrological monitoring, so we've got equipment above the beaver site and below the beaver site, and then several flow metres throughout the site that record how the water is moving through the site, and we've done drone footage to see how much standing water there is on the site, but that data has not been analysed yet.
Previous studies have shown beaver colonies keep back around 1,000 cubic metres of water. While this might sound like a lot, Ono Bokov, Professor of Geophysical Fluid Dynamics at the University of Leeds, explains what this number really means.
The problem is when you get one number, you always have to ask yourself, what's the other number in the game? Well, the other number in the game, when you look at floods, is how much water actually costs the flood.
On Boxing Day in 2015, a huge flood swept across Leeds. This flood carried 10 million cubic metres of water.
That amount is a lake of 2 metres deep and then about 1.5 mile long and then another 1.5 mile. That's the amount of water. If we could have held that back, there would have been no flood in Leeds. Now, if you compare 1,000 cubic metres held back by one beaver colony with that 10 million cubic metres, Then you see that you need an awful lot of beaver colonies to mitigate the flood in Leeds. So you actually need about 8,500 beaver colonies, and they simply don't fit into the Ayr River catchment, the Ayr River being the river which flows through Leeds.
While beavers might not single-handedly be able to hold back millions of cubic metres of water, they might have an impact on smaller local floods. The researchers hope this question will be answered when the trial is finished. But either way, it's clear that seeing beavers reintroduced to the English countryside would be a success story for biodiversity.
Anecdotally, I can say that we're definitely picking up a lot more otter footage on the cameras than we were at the start of the trial, probably because there's more open water, a lot more heron footage, but it's a little bit early to say. But we've started noticing, like on the banks of the pond here, very little vegetation grew, but we've started seeing foxgloves that have obviously been lying dormant in the soil until the light conditions were right, so things are changing already.
The real impact of the beavers on wildlife around them and on the water flow won't be known until 4 years from now, when the trial is over. Until then, this newly introduced beaver family seem to be enjoying their new home. Abigail Beale, DW, Leeds. DW.